Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Those Guys, with your host, Matt Marrero, along with...
Satish Ram, who's actually becoming fond of our theme song.
Why were you not at first?
No, I didn't dislike it, but now I'm just like, yeah, man. Getting like into it and getting
it
pumped.
It gets you pumped. Oh yeah.
I'm ready.
It gets you pumped.
It gets
unlike
pumped
tonight's
like
main
Alex
event.
Or tonight's not-so-main event. But
yeah, that's
kind of what
we're
used
about.
To.
What were you going to say? I want to
no,
hear
it's
you,
kinda,
your Rusev
it's
rant.
Kinda, no, I was just going to say, like, Rusev's music gets me pumped up. But, you know,
yes.
Re-main event, this is kind of what we're used to. But it's funny because I make fun of SmackDown as, you know, the B show, as the recap for Raw. But,
yes.
Oh, my God, half of the show was the recap for Raw.
Literally. Well, what's funny is that I would have accepted this had it been a few months back. But, you know, and I would have said, oh, it's my fault for trying to watch main event. But they've been promoting this as a really big thing. You know, watch main event. It's on the network. Oh, we're going to have some title defenses on the, you know, on this show. Please watch. Please watch. Please watch. And they literally have half the show, 30 minutes, be please watch WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, and it's just funny because, yeah, WrestleMania is in 5 days. We know this. And by the way, if you want to jump on and discuss with us, as always, phone number to call
oh, yeah.
in. 718-664-9468. That's 718-664-9468. But yeah, WrestleMania is in 5 days.
Yes.
5 days, man. And
It's insane. It's insane.
And main event
we were
sucked.
Talking about it just last night. Yeah, it was terrible. It was. What's funny is I thought the main event, no pun intended, was going to be Sheamus versus Miz, which shouldn't be a main event on a normal show, but main event, so it's okay. Right?
Yeah, because you would think, not even making a joke off the fact that the thing is named main event, but a wrestling show will end off with a match.
Yeah.
And not a video package of what happened 24 hours ago.
Which, I couldn't believe it. Because I sat there, I actually sat there thinking, all right, when is the next thing going to happen? I know they only promoted Sheamus versus Miz, but something cool can happen. Very small. And every single time they promoted something, I thought, wait, are you saying that coming up next is another announcement from Undertaker?
Yeah,
no,
for a second, because I watched through it, and it was like Undertaker's final message, and I was like, wait, is he coming back? For a second, they got me to main event. But no. So, you know what, let's just blitz through this right now. Let's get through main event, and we can talk about prepping ourselves for WrestleMania, what we're feeling going in, because, you know, we got cut short a little bit last night, and there's still a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were talking about Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, and obviously, I understand. We were talking about this, but we got it a little, you know, cut short. I understand that Undertaker is going to win. I think everyone does. This isn't the match. There can be matches where he may actually lose, but this isn't the match.
Right.
But what matters is the road to it. It really was an interesting one, and I really liked, you know, some of their segments, and I think it's just Paul Heyman, though, that makes it.
So you don't want to talk much about main event at all? Because we could just get it out of the way.
I mean, yeah, I wrote notes. Why am I? Let's talk about main event, shall we?
Because it's really not going to take that long.
No. To anyone that watched, Sheamus versus Miz wasn't that bad, was it? I didn't think it wasn't. Because I thought it's a bad choice to put it first. But I did not think the match was going to be as good as it was.
I'm going to say something, and I guess maybe I've been in a good mood tonight, but I felt like complimenting Miz, and part of this is because my friend Maddie, who's been sitting there trying to get me to like the Miz. And
well, that's a hard thing to do.
It is. I know. She's fighting a losing battle, and she's out there typing at her, because she's listening to us live, and she's typing at her computer angrily, just saying, guys, no, the Miz, he's wonderful. But I will say this, and if you've watched The Miz from when he
first
joined...
We're a very small podcast, but we have a dedicated listener. One dedicated... But sorry, so as you were saying?
No, I mean, if you look at The Miz's work from when he first came in, His in-ring work has actually improved to a point where I can watch one of his matches.
You're saying that you would be annoying.
And I would love to watch Cesaro swing him into the barricade for about an hour in a row.
But would you enjoy it happening at the WrestleMania main event?
No, never. But
So you're saying that you would like The Miz versus Cesaro for the...
There was a point where I didn't want The Miz on my TV at all. You know, and now it's the point where I can tolerate him in the ring because I think he's okay. And when he's being a real heel, not that annoying, like, watered-down one, like on commentary, which you've seen, I think, as well, you know, he's usable. There's a role for him. And then you've got Sheamus, who, as much as I mock, you know, him, he's pretty workable in the ring. I don't mind him.
Oh, definitely.
He's markable,
too. Yeah, I mind
him. He's a likable fella.
I minded him, but I think it was when I came in. I came in at a weird time again into wrestling, so he didn't just appeal to me at all. Now I can see some of it, but it's just, I don't know. He seems like a person who can be a great world heavyweight champion, which he was when I came in, but I don't want to see him holding the WWE title as that guy.
If we had one,
we
don't have a world
heavyweight
championship.
Not anymore, no.
No, we don't.
But anyway. But trying to move.
But, so you're right.
Heel.
No, that match wasn't that bad.
And
you're right. And it was okay. And I liked it. I don't know if I can get behind Sheamus's 10-punch spot still. It still kind of bothers me.
Yeah, it's a bit like the 619, but at least the 619, as we've talked about, is more theatrical.
It is, and it's also the finisher. You know, where it's like you make the argument that, oh, they were a groggy setup for the finisher, you know?
Right.
But Sheamus' thing, it's just at any given time, it's like they stand there and take the 10 punches. And although they sell it well with, like, Sheamus making it look like he is holding them down and doing it, it's still kind of weird. But you know what? I like that they're selling the bro kick almost like an RKO, where it's like out of nowhere he can drop the bro kick, and that's what he did
tonight.
So that's fun. Sheamus is looking okay. They're both going to be in this battle royale, which... I want to clarify something on before we go on. So I remember making jokes about it being, you know, another Royal Rumble.
Right.
But it is going to start off as a very difficult thing because, A, first off, this is a pay-per-view. So putting this on the card, we're going to see a lot of entrances. Because a Battle Royale, everybody starts in the ring at once. And
I have the strangest feeling, though, that we... This probably should have been a pre-show match, shouldn't it? But what may happen, though...
Yes, that's the thing. That it
what may happen, though,
today.
Is... Okay, here's the thing, though. It may be since it's the second match, I don't remember the actual how it's working, but I'm pretty sure that the free show, quote-unquote, still the tag team match, meaning that...
That's correct.
The battle... Yeah, meaning that when in the transition between the free show and the, you know, the live show, there will probably be a good 20 entrances. And they're probably going to be cutting people so short that they're going to be probably maybe 15 seconds each.
Yeah, it'll be just a very quick, you know.
They may take people who have alliances, like, or who at least are like faces versus heels, and they may just throw them all out.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens because I think it'll be all 30 men in the ring to begin. So although that's going to be a bit of, and I use this term a lot, clusterfuck to begin. I know it's going to be fun because you can attest to the fact that you've seen Battle Royales with me a lot. When it gets down to those final six, four guys, it's fun, you know, because you've got your big spots and stuff like that. And there's going to be a lot of entertaining spots.
There's also enough fodder. Like, there are enough people that you know aren't going to win, so immediately someone like Big Show can take out eight guys.
Did you hear Barrett's comment as to why Maddox is joining the Battle Royale?
Oh, yes, I saw the pre-show, and I was loving it.
Do you remember his comment?
Oh, yeah, because there needs to be someone who can get thrown out. There needs to be fodder.
There needs to be someone who can get thrown out first.
I loved him. Yeah.
That's why Maddox is joining the Battle Royale, to be thrown out first. And you know what? He's doing the job over great men like Zack Ryder, who have suffered long. Zack Ryder was part of that thing last night on Raw, by the way. I don't know if you noticed. But he was one of the people that Big Show decimated. And I kind of freaked out for a moment because I was like, that's Zack. He's still here.
Yeah.
And yet, no JTG.
No, that's... I find that I'm assuming
JTG
JTG
is my hero.
I assume he's taken some kind of manager role. Not manager, more
JTG
of a trainer
is
role.
My hero.
I know. We talk about this. We both love him.
I want to be compensated for not being on the roster and become an internet joke. JTG has achieved pretty much everything I want to do in life.
But here's the thing, though.
And
you don't want to
wrestle.
He's still,
like, under 30.
Actually,
he
that's not, that I didn't even know. That I didn't
I think
know.
But, I think he's pretty young. Wow. I'll check that up for verification.
Okay.
He could be on
so the road to WrestleMania. But seriously, though, I feel as if the thing is, okay, getting back to the Sheamus versus Miz.
Yeah, I was right.
In 1 minute.
He turns 30 in December.
That is hilarious. I'm
JTG
hoping he saves all his
29.
Money.
29.
JTG saves all his money, tries to go out the punk way. No one cares.
He began his career in OVW in 2006. He
wow.
has wrestled since 2002, though, apparently, from what I've heard,
mm-hmm.
independently. But
I still feel like that's a bit sad, though, because unless he gets put in, like, you know, house shows that we don't see, I feel like there's an era of, well, then where does he wrestle? You know, does he just wrestle against other people to make them feel better and shape up for the main roster when they're on television? Even though I understand he's getting money, when you're an actual wrestler, I feel
money,
as if you want
money.
To wrestle.
Yeah. Money.
Oh.
Sorry, I had a moment.
I don't know why I did that. Why did I do that?
On my JTG is a hero rant. Do you know where JTG is from, Matt?
Is he actually from Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. Yeah, he's from Brooklyn,
really
New York.
Is?
Right now
wow.
he lives in Los Angeles, but that man is living my dream.
So he isn't, that's great, he isn't the only New Yorker. There's Zack Ryder, there's JTG, there's others.
That Mick Foley
AJ?
Guy.
Yeah, that Mick Foley guy. Well, I mean, currently on the roster.
Oh, well, AJ's from Jersey, I think.
Yeah, which is sucks because I guess, you know, she's from Jersey.
Well, I mean, law of averages shows that Jersey would have to produce something good at some point, and I guess AJ covers their contribution for the rest of the century. But
yeah, I would assume as much. But
yeah,
the
no.
one
Are,
thing
so,
that I want to mention, and I really do want to put this out there, only one thing, and then I don't want to talk about Sheamus versus Miz anymore at all. Believe me, at all. Apparently, do you remember when Sheamus did the tuck and roll off of the apron?
Yes.
That scared me.
You thought
I thought he was going to die.
No, I thought that was handled well, though, because they did that spot well. I mean, that's redundant, but...
No, I'm saying that it was done so well in a way that I feel like anyone could have... Okay, like, Dolph would have gotten a concussion. Sin Cara would have broken his ear. He would have found out how to... The original Sin Cara. And there were a decent amount of people... Like, I wouldn't think Sheamus could do something like that because of how he's built. So bravo to Sheamus.
Yeah, no, I mean, Sheamus is pretty athletic for a big guy. That's the thing. He may be, his character is boring, but he can work in the ring.
Definitely.
I want heel Sheamus again because a lot of these guys are more interesting as heels because there's just nothing for them to do as faces. And we can move
yeah.
on from Sheamus and Miz here, but you know what I mean when you say that. Like, face Miz was terrible, so much so that any appreciation I had for him,
mm-hmm.
out the window. And face
yeah.
Sheamus is kind of campy and just really doesn't do much. And heel Sheamus, when he first came in, was wrecking stuff, tables, throwing Cena
oh, yeah.
around. You know, that was cool. But moving on from that, what else happened in the main event? Do you want to go to the Divas match, or do you want to go
I mean,
the extended promo?
It was nice. It did a thing. You know, it did what it had to do. I mean, I like that Nikki looked tough for once. You know, the match wasn't really that bad. Nikki
you know what I did?
In a way
like,
that I could believe her. What?
Tamina's a snooker and doesn't
yes.
get her own theme song. Not that I'm complaining about AJ's theme song, but Tamina came out to light it up.
Yes, but when she won, she got her song. I think that might have been an issue.
Yeah, I don't know if they just messed that up, but it's like, guys.
No, I think they messed
snooker.
That up.
That's not,
yeah,
know.
No, they messed it up because when she won, she got her own music, and I thought, wait, that was weird.
It happens,
but,
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it happens. Someone got. Imagine if every single time there's one screw up, someone just gets fired. Just you know, for us, it's like, well, you know what happens? That person just cannot feed their family.
No, but I just wonder what happens. For what genius, like, you look at Tamina Snuka, who's like
yeah.
tall, intimidating. Let's light it up. And it's like, why? I just think before you at least make a mistake and give her Alexander Rusev's theme song. Or do something old school and just throw over, like, throw Victoria's old theme song up there. Do you remember Victoria's theme song? She's like, I ain't the lady to mess with. And if she would just come out to that.
Yeah.
Victoria was awesome. Because the Divas Division was pretty competitive back then. But, yeah, so I
Wait,
guess
the Divas Division was competitive, please. There was no such thing.
Hey, Trish and Lita. We're going to have it again soon with Paige and Emma.
You can see the Divas Division being competitive on the WWE Network.
Which is still a great buy for anyone who hasn't gotten it.
It is.
And honestly, you got 5 days, buy it.
WrestleMania.
It's worth it.
We've
talked about
30.
It. You're going to get WrestleMania. You keep it going, you're going to get a lot of other pay-per-views. They're spamming us with live shows this week because of WrestleMania. There's a lot of great stuff on there. I've gone on and watched so many Shawn Michaels matches that I've fallen in love with them all over again.
What I really find funny is that you're going to have some people. Now we're talking about WrestleMania. We're going to have some people who are either going to try and buy the pay-per-view, even if you split it between six people. You're like, yeah, six of us. We're getting it for $10 each. That's smart, right? You idiot.
No, I just...
You idiot.
But on the WrestleMania topic, I mean, we can touch on the last thing from main event that bears mentioning. The extended Bray Wyatt, John Cena promo, which was
nice. I think it really encompassed their entire...
You saw parts of the interview that I mentioned. Last night I mentioned to you guys out there listening that there was an interview of John Cena with Cole, and you could... They mentioned that they started off with the interview, him talking, and they gave Bray a little bit more time with the Legacy song. It's weird because the extended promo really puts the idea in my head that Bray's going to lose because John Cena cannot possibly lose his Legacy. But I'll say this, and it's going to sound weird coming from me in the way I've been talking the past few weeks, but I'm beginning to feel that John Cena may have finally created a feud here that actually elevated his competition to the point where I'm not as worried about Bray losing status as I thought I would be.
Right.
Because they're really making him seem like a monster. So much if he loses to Cena, which I still think is a horrible decision, but if he loses to Cena and then goes ahead to just destroy someone at what the next review would be, I think Extreme Rules. You know, like just destroy someone. I may not be that upset, but I still will be, because it's still a bad move.
It is. What I feel is if we could have him lose on the records, but then still beat up John Cena, because what if, you know, I mean, if Bray, what could happen is, you know, one of the Wyatt members could intervene, and then that could just make a very upset Bray. So in other words, he didn't want it to happen. He's basically kind of like they think, oh, we need to protect, you know, our Lord, our Savior, whatever they think of him as. And it's just, you know, and then it's just like,
our Lord and Savior, JTG?
Yes. Why, you know, and JTG sits there and goes, why would you, you know, protect me, you know, Crooklyn, whatever his catchphrase is, it's been a while. But what matter really is just that if they're going to make Brent lose, they better have it be by disqualification via something.
Let me throw something out there for you then on this topic.
Sure.
If Bray loses, right?
Right, right.
Would you be happy if the compensation for that was calling up Bo Dallas and running some kind of family angle?
Why are you taking my ideas and throwing them against me?
Because I know that you personally, and you've mentioned this before, you really like the idea of using Bo. Because for those of you who don't know, Bo Dallas and NXT and Bray Wyatt are real-life brothers.
Blood related.
You like the idea specifically of them running some kind of family thing?
Yeah.
Would you be okay if that was your compensation?
I don't know why we need to have compensation, though. Also, it would never happen as good as I want it to. So, no, because it would never happen.
But what if it does? Because, honestly, this Cena Wyatt thing has been a lot better than I thought it could be. I'm not going to lie. You know, I really thought
I'll give you that. I agree.
You know,
I agree
this
completely.
This is the most interesting story on the card right now. It's probably not going to be the best match, but especially because the ending may spoil our hopes. You know, I'm still 70 in my head, 70 out of 100 that Bray can win this, and he should. But
if that is the compensation,
really surprised, huh?
No. And that's the issue, I think. I think we should be surprised because as of before the extended promos, I really, you know, the ones that are more in John Cena's favor, I was thinking as a chance breaker win, you know, I still do, 70%. But I really feel as if it would be nice if he wins, even if John Cena kicks out of five, you know, Abigails or something, even if it's just his sheer willpower. At the end of the day, Bray Wyatt beats him because he got into his head. But John Cena didn't give up. Hell, he could literally get out at 3.1.
See, that's the thing. Like, there, and John wouldn't... John's not fighting for his legacy here as much as they want to make it seem. Because he's still going to be John Cena when he wakes up Monday morning. He's still going to have overcome so many obnoxious things to have horrible victories already. And
what I'm a huge fan of, honestly, is if, you know, I mean, and this means, this sounds, you know, interesting, but if we could make it be something where, you know, Bray Wyatt wins at WrestleMania, at Extreme Rules, they make it, you know, an Extreme Rules match, and even though you think, well, now the Wyatts are going to gang up on him, while John Cena doesn't beat on all three of them himself, because by God, that would be terrible, you could have two other people in his on his side. Kind of, just
yeah,
more of
yeah,
like a kind
definitely.
Of a, what?
No, definitely, you're right.
Not as a six-man tag, mind you. Just two people there, could even be people that are already working later on in the night, but are just there to say, hey, don't do this. Even if it's the Shield, as bad as that may sound, just someone to just stand there and be like, hey, Wyatts, they're in the ring. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
That's all. Because, and then Cena could beat him there, honestly. And it can be like, you know, just as a way to kind of keep people interested, not that they have to buy Extreme Rules, but, you know, I mean, there's some people that could just think, well, WrestleMania's over. I don't care anymore. And that would affect them in the future. So no. I hope that, and I would hate if Bray picks up the win in Extreme Rules, even though it would make more sense, sadly. But I'm really hoping
for
Bray
for
wins.
For what it's worth. And this ties into the rest of stuff going on. Usually the person that stands tall on the Raw, the go-home Raw, going to the pay-per-view, that's the old adage, the idea, is the one who loses, you know. And it's not a hard and fast rule, as you know.
Yes.
And it's going to be weird looking at it because I think John Cena looks strong on Monday, The Shield looks strong on Monday. And the Shield are probably going to win because how can you feed them to Kane and the old age outlaws? Insert your old joke here. I mean, I don't know what we've got.
What I would say is, and I've been reading up on this, and it does, you know, make a fair amount of sense. And it's only, these are all not even rumors; it's people speculating, and I agree with their speculations. If the Shield breaks up, which is what they're thinking, then yes, that would make sense. You know, where they stood tall, but at the same time, first off, they didn't actually, like, destroy Kane. Kane did leave, so because Daniel Bryan, you can say he stood tall because he destroyed Triple H.
That's the thing,
But the thing is, though, is that here's the thing, though. Remember this. If they didn't show Daniel Bryan, even if they showed him and he didn't destroy Triple H, and he was just like, hey, guys, I'm here, that would have really slowed down momentum. So I think this, even though it's been slow for a week or two, it really kept it going and kept it up and skyrocketing by the fact that out of nowhere, because I knew Bryan was going to appear, but it was so quick. And it lasted so long that you really thought, I'm like, well, Triple H is actually going to die. He's going to bury himself.
And the thing about it, too, is that there was a lot of talk. And you remember back to when Daniel Bryan beat Bray Wyatt in the steel cage, and he climbed the steel cage and did the yes chant, and the entire arena was chanting with him. There was a lot of talk that Vince really wanted that moment at WrestleMania, and that he would have the entire crowd chanting yes with Daniel Bryan winning. And honestly, at this point, I think they've realized that Daniel Bryan has to win, because he's the hero. And I think I'm buying into the hype, but I'm buying into it so much that I really don't know what I'm going to do if he doesn't win. You know, they've taken my CM Punk from me.
Yeah.
So I need this. I need this to still
wrestling. I think they really do understand that. There was a time when they didn't. There was a time when they thought, well, regardless, the hardcore fans are going to watch, the kids are going to watch, and controversy gets people to watch. But I think, and I'm hoping at the least, it looks as if they're realizing, okay, to keep people happy at the very least, and to keep these shows from not going off the rails, we need to have this, you know, to have this happen. Because, and I say this as a joke, but I pretty much mean it, if Daniel Bryan doesn't win, there will be a riot.
Yeah, that's the thing. I, to clarify, because I see my friend Maddie's criticizing me and saying that, making fun of the fact that I bought into Daniel Bryan's hype. I've always been a Daniel Bryan mark. I'm buying into the idea that WWE might actually do this right. And I'm really hoping, because, I mean, we're 5 days away from WrestleMania, and a lot of things are a foregone conclusion. We know Taker's going to win. Yeah. And it would be so idiotic to have the Shield lose. And the only thing that I question about that match, and you probably do as well, Matt, is whether we're going to see a breakup or not, whether we're going to see that Roman Reigns
push. Which is really bad, because while I understand why they might not want to push him already, how about you don't write your show to do that for about a good 2 months, where it's just like, oh, looks like there's dissension in the Shield. Like what? There's dissension until Kane, for some reason, gets on their bad side. And then all of a sudden, it's not their bad side. It's now their good side.
Right.
You know, I find that to be very, very interesting as a, you know, in a take. But hey, whatever. What matters is that we don't know what's happening there. We don't know what's happening Bray Wyatt versus Cena, because while the stats may tell you that, you know, Cena wins a lot, the stats have not said that recently.
Yeah,
which is a nice little take.
Things may have actually changed, and if they have,
backstage,
I'd be very happy.
Yeah. You know, at least for this one match, because I think it's just this one match that's a bit more, as we've talked about a lot, a bit more defining for Bray than it is for Cena.
Yeah, and random note, by the way,
yes,
Dean Ambrose has the United States title, which shows how much they care about that damn thing.
Here's the thing. He does defend it recently. He has defended it recently. And you know what I think? You know what I have to say about this? And I think we notice it more. We forget, but we have to really look into it and notice it more. He defends it a lot at house shows that we have no idea exist. So if you are a fan who is able to go to the house shows, you say, hey, I saw Dean Ambrose defend his title. But to the television viewer, it's, he never defends that thing, does he? And
you
isn't
that a problem? Because this is, okay, especially with the fact that we now have a unified WWE World Heavyweight title.
Right.
The Intercontinental and U.S. titles should matter a lot.
Oh, no,
you know,
I agree. I agree
you
completely.
You can run these angles, and I really hope that if they run the Shield breakup thing, that Dean's U.S. title becomes a big thing. Not even for him, because he can work with it on his own, but somebody needs to use that title and run with it, because it needs to be a thing.
No, I understand. But sadly, I need to cut you off. I wish I didn't have to, but we are almost running out of time. I would like to say to everyone that I'm happy that you listened. I'm happy that all of you called in, also eager to. But please, in the future, it would be lovely if you did. We'd love to hear you, and we'd love to talk to you, anyone, Gio, about anything you have to say.
Yeah, especially anyone named Giovanni out there who thinks that he can debate with us.
Oh, I don't know. But it was great. And tomorrow, let's say tomorrow, Satish Ram will be taking a well-needed break. He will be – I say a break. He's going to be in class, everyone. He's taking a well-needed break. I'm going to be podcasting with a very good friend of mine, Anthony Said Andreas. We will be talking about The Walking Dead at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow, talking about the season finale as well as the entire season as a whole. And that will be that. Now, looking at the time, what do you have to say? Any closing thoughts?
I've got a closing song lined up, so you have some closing thoughts out there.
Oh, yes, I'm a big fan. You know, obviously, we're all big fans of CM Punk. I would like to, you know, just have us really just play off that this fire burns. So if you can just do that, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. For you, my friend, here we go.
Great.
Brooklyn.
What? No, that's not what I wanted. Will you just get to this spot? Can you upload this fire burn? I know we don't have much time, but would it be great if you just...
Good
night,
boys.
Everybody.
I'm done.
Yeah, good night, everyone. Thank you guys for listening. No
more Hollywood. This is Hollywood. Yeah. And it's prime time. Be scared. You probably should. I come from the street.
I thought you were uploading Zenith theme.
We're
I don't
still
see
recording.
It in audio clips.
We're
well,
still
oh,
recording.
That's true. Technically, we're recording to anyone who
no,
who,
it's great because
listening.
People are going to listen to the archives. They're going to be like, what did they say after the show was over? And I was just making jokes today about after-hours segments. Because I would just love where people just hear, like, after if anyone listens to us on archive, you know, and they hear just our
yes.
secrets, where we just start talking, it's like, look, man, I just
let me tell you
know.
Something, brother. Let me tell you something, JTG, brother. You're coming from Brooklyn, brother.
No, but I
job,
heard
brother.
I heard the reaction in your voice for a second where you called for this, Fireburns. You expected John Cena, and you got Crooklyn, and you were like, oh, my God, Satish.
I didn't, because the thing is I didn't know. Because here's the thing. I didn't know if, okay, because I see John Cena there, and I'm thinking, all right, he's going to mess with me. But I didn't know if you could upload things elsewhere because I see the soundboard. No, you somehow managed to upload something else without me knowing. And then here
because
we are.
I hear
you're
you.
Working. You're working with a professional. You're working with a man that, if you think you have all the answers, he changes all the questions.
I am the
spot.
One who uses that constantly. You know what? I have a personal story about Satish Ram.
That's it. No. That's it. We're done.
You
with
know what?
This
no.
I'm not. No. Good night, everybody. We're done. Bye.